the nation's governors went home yesterday without an agreement on what many consider a serious problem. The governors were meeting here in Washington, and they tried to find a way to deal with the rising cost of Medicaid, the health program for millions of poor Americans. The federal government shares that program with the states, and nobody is comfortable with the cost. The Bush administration wants to cut its spending. The governors oppose that, but they're not exactly sure what they do want. Here's NPR's Julie Robner.
Ever-escalating Medicaid costs are plaguing both the federal and state budgets. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt, a former governor, told the public session of the National Governors Association that there's universal agreement on this.
If we don't do something, people in this country who are currently served by Medicaid will lose their health coverage.
After the public meeting and before a closed-door session with governors and key members of Congress, Leavitt was upbeat about prospects for Medicaid reform.
What we've been focusing on in the last 3 days are finding the areas of agreement, and there are many.
But governors emerging from the meeting weren't quite as optimistic, particularly over the administration's plan to reduce Medicaid spending by $45 billion over 10 years. Bill Richardson is the Democratic governor of New Mexico.
It's frustrating as a governor to come here and be faced with what may be a reality. Cuts for human beings that cannot defend themselves, for seniors, disabled, and just a lot of Washington talk about working together, but no real solutions.
Other governors, like Wisconsin Democrat Jim Doyle, are suspicious of the administration's promise to give the states more flexibility in the way they run Medicaid, but less money.
If the only flexibility we're getting is the flexibility to cut people off, that isn't going to be acceptable to me.
Opposition to the administration's proposed cuts is bipartisan. Arkansas Republican Mike Huckabee is the National Governors Association vice chairman.
The reality is, with populations moving into Medicaid increasing, and the fact that the cost of medical care is rising at twice the rate of inflation, it's unrealistic that we can meet the demands, not just the needs, but the absolute demands of Medicaid, and do it with less money.
In fact, what the governors really want is the federal government to do even more, particularly about the crushing cost of nursing home care for the elderly, which they feel more properly belongs in the all-federal Medicare program. Here's how they responded when Brookings Institution scholar Henry Aaron suggested as much.
It seems to me that the problem of long-term care is one that sits poorly in state budgets. It is one that fits much more sensibly within the charge of the Medicare program, and I can see the potential.
But with the federal budget also in deficit, governors know more help from Washington is unlikely. The question now is whether to suggest small fixes they already agree on or something more ambitious. Indiana Republican Governor Mitch Daniels says even that decision hasn't been made.
But then there's a legitimate divergence about whether to go for those things now, which I personally would favor, but not everybody does, or try to structure some sort of cosmic, larger agreement.
On the one hand, time is of the essence, since Congress could start work on a budget, potentially including Medicaid cuts, as soon as next week. On the other hand, said Mississippi Republican Governor Haley Barbour after the meeting with members of Congress,
it became clear that there's more unity among governors than among the Congress.
That's a reference to the fact that the House is more amenable to Medicaid cuts than the Senate. Meanwhile, the governors say they'll continue to work on a proposal as fast as they can. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.